Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and this morning we'll be looking at our second part on the topic of abiding in Christ. We'll be going to John chapter 15, and it's a very blessed passage, so please listen in. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we pray for revelation from your word this morning. Help us to know what you have for us, your will for our life, and bless us in our heart and mind and spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's read the little section that we'll be dealing with today, John chapter 15, verses 7 to 17. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another. So, Jesus is speaking to his disciples just before the crucifixion. And he says they're no longer slaves but friends if they do what he commands them to do. And he says that they have to abide in him just as a branch abides in the vine. And that he has appointed them to go and bear much fruit. So God is looking at your life and he has appointed you also to go and bear much fruit for him. He wants you to abide in Christ. He wants you to draw your life from Jesus, not from the world, not from self, not from business, not from money, not from the frantic things of this age, or from any wrong spirit or from any idol, but rather your life is to be drawn from the vine, that is Jesus Christ. And when you're drawing your life from God and God's life is in you, then you will bear much fruit. Let's just start looking at some of the points here. Here it says, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. And how do we do that? How do we abide in the love of God? It says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So Jesus loves you with a great and holy love. And part of the conditions of his love, part of the great love that God has for us is if we walk in his commandments. You can't throw the commandments of God over your shoulders and abide in Christ. You can't go out and become a Christian axe murderer and say that you're doing God's will and you're abiding in Christ. You have to live inside of God's will and not outside of it. So you have to turn your heart fully over to the Lord Jesus Christ and not to any acts of disobedience. And that includes inside yourself. You have to forgive people because God tells us to forgive one another. And if we don't forgive people, then God's not going to hear our prayers. And that's very evident from Matthew chapter 18 and also from the Lord's Prayer. Just after the Lord's Prayer, it says to forgive one another because God won't hear our prayers if we don't forgive one another. So we have to have an internal world that's consistent with the gospel. No envy, no hatred, no strife, no unforgiveness, no resentment. Instead, we're to walk in purity of heart before God, just as Jesus did. And we're to be someone who abides in the vine that is Christ. And we're to walk in his commandments, and God will love us with his extraordinary love. And then he says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be joyous. God doesn't want you wandering around feeling depressed and anxious and fretful. Because when God's life comes into you, you are fully the creature that you're meant to be. When God's life comes into you, you're not going to be depressed and anxious and fretful all the time because his life will slowly transform you into a son or a daughter of the living God. And your joy will be made full. You will feel that you're totally the person that God wants you to be and that you should be. You will have joy as you wake up in the morning, joy as you do whatever work you do, joy as you pray to God, joy as you love other people. And His joy will be in you, and your joy will be made full. You see, the spiritual qualities don't exist in ourselves. They're all in heaven, and they have to be downloaded into us. And so when you do God's will, the heavenly quality of heavenly joy will flow into you and make you happy in a way that you haven't been happy before. You'll be able to download joy from heaven, and you'll have a substantial joy, joy not as this world gives, but as God gives from His Spirit to our spirit and fills us up with heavenly joy that can outlast all the stress of this age and this world. God's joy and God's peace will fill you up as you determine to follow the commandments of Jesus Christ and to abide in Christ and to follow His will in all things. You see, God has wonderful eternal things planned for you, things that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the mind of man. These God has prepared for those who love Him. And those things are spiritual things, and they go from God's Spirit to your spirit, and they will strengthen you in life. So Jesus wants His joy to come from heaven and dwell in you. Not mere happiness. You can get happy with a bottle of wine. You can get happy doing all sorts of crazy things. But that happiness fades away very quickly. You want God's eternal joy. And that comes from abiding in Christ and following His commandments. And that's why He says in verse 12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you." And so how does Jesus love us? He goes to the cross for us. Verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." And Jesus laid down His life for us. He went to the cross so that we could have eternal life. And just as Jesus loves us, we are to love other people. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 1 John's a separate little book towards the back of your Bible. After 2 Peter, we go to 1 John and chapter 3. And verses 16 to 18. Here's what it says. "We know love by this, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and beholds his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth." So if you're abiding in Christ, if you're loving your neighbour as yourself, as you're loving as Jesus loved, then you'll be open-handed and you'll be generous. When someone comes to you with a need and it's a genuine person with a genuine need and you help them, then you will be abiding in Christ. You'll be loving as Jesus loved. You'll be doing the self-sacrificial thing. So it says, "Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth." There's a lot of people with very smiley faces who will tell you that they love you, but they won't ever help you with anything. Those people feel nice, but they're not really nice. They're never going to give you a room overnight if you need one. They're never going to take $50 out of their pocket and give it to you when you're in distress. They'll just smile at you and tell you that God loves you. That's fake love. Jesus doesn't love like that. Jesus laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for other people and be generous and kind and practical. So God's love, the sort of love that sees miracles, the sort of love that knows the joy of the Lord, is a self-sacrificing, generous love that really cares about other people and does good things for them, just as the Good Samaritan did good things for the person who was beaten up on the road. So if we're to live in the love of God, if you're to be a Christian who bears much fruit, you need to be practical and you need to be generous. You need to be someone who cares about other people in the daily details of their life. If someone has a flat tire on the road, you stop and you help them. That's showing the love of Jesus Christ to people in a practical and ordinary way. If you've got a friend who needs bail put up and you can get a bail bondsman and pay a reasonable amount, you bail them out of jail. That's practical help. You need to learn how to love the way Jesus loved, which is a self-sacrificing love. And you do that for your friends, and you do that for your family, and you do that for people who God tells you to love. Now, the other day, I was having my prayer time, and my Heavenly Father spoke to me and said, "Go up and check for the mail." And that was a Sunday. I don't get mail on Sunday, so I thought it was rather peculiar, but I went up and I looked around in the letterbox and thought, well, why did you tell me to do that? It was a rather strange thing. So I turned around, and there in our terrarium, a little sparrow had got caught. The slats over the top had gone in through the slats, but they couldn't fly out. So I lifted the slats off the terrarium, and the bird flew away free. So what did I learn from this? That God wanted me to go and help a sparrow, a tiny little sparrow. He'd wake me up out of my prayer time and shake me out of my thoughts and set me out to the front door just to set a sparrow free. And that's what God wants to do with you. He's going to send people to you to set you free, and he's going to send you to other people to set them free. Because God wants you to be someone who does good for other people, even the smallest of God's creatures. God wants you to be helpful, and God wants you to be kind. And God wants you to be loving towards your relatives and your friend and your family. Because that's what Jesus did. He laid down his life for his friends. So in verse 16, it goes on, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another." You see, God wants you to have a fruitful life. He wants your fruit to remain. He wants you to have glory in heaven. He wants you to be someone that reflects Jesus in every aspect of your life. And that will happen if you love people. If you love people, your life will change. Day by day, in every way, a consistent loving attitude will not just change other people, it will change you. And you'll come up with a life that really works, a life that really bears fruit. It mightn't be famous, it mightn't be great, you mightn't be on the newspapers, but your life will bear fruit, and people will see in you the goodness of the Lord. They will look at you and say, that's good fruit. That person's a good person, and they're bearing good fruit in their life, and they're different from the rest of the world. They're not a dry bone, they're not withered up, they're not a dry branch. Instead, they've got the life of God in them. So, as you go out this week, as you go out this morning, to be determined that the life of God will flow through you prayerfully and in helpful deeds for other people. For God wants you to love other people, to abide in Christ, and bear much fruit for him. That is his calling on your life. And you need to take it seriously. You can't just run around and say you're going to do your own independent thing, because then you'll end up like a dry branch and God will throw you away. You've got to live for God. And you've got to decide that his commandments are serious, that his word will dwell in you, and that you're going to listen to God and you're going to do his will. And when you do his will and you listen to God, Jesus will love you with the same love that the Father loved him. And you will have your prayers answered, and you will be transformed into a person who bears much fruit for God. But it's got to be a terrific act of your will. You've got to decide that loving other people is going to be your number one job in life. And that is a tough change for most people. Most people live for themselves. But instead, you're going to live for God, and you're going to live for the will of Jesus Christ. This is John Edmiston signing off. Have a blessed weekend. Amen.